Two strange weirdos I met in college became quick friends, and they love to travel, so they left the country and moved to Ireland. But now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Hello.
Hello.
Why was that like shivery? Hello.
I don't know.
That's Tavinia.
That's Maggie.
We're the Cadawamplers.
Bum, 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 bum.
Tick, tick. Also, I'm running my dishwasher in the background. I don't think you'll be able to hear it, but maybe. Sometimes it scares the living shit out of me because when it like stops pumping in water, it makes the loudest noise in the world. So you might be able to hear that.
And I just got done eating the world's crunchiest salad. So I'm going to keep like getting the rest of the remnants out of my fucking mouth.
I literally did not realize that it was possible for someone to eat that loudly until Tavinia started eating the salad.
It has,
granted,
like,
we have really good microphones, but still.
Like, what is this? Wonton strips, almonds, fucking cabbage, celery, all the loud things.
So
carrots.
Loud. But if you guys want this to turn into like an ASMR channel, I guess.
Ooh.
Let us know. We can whisper for you. That's way worse than what I was thinking. I was just going to whisper quietly.
It could be like a loud noise, relaxing one. I'm afraid to listen to any kind of white noise type things when I go to bed. I would have to listen to it all the way through before I ever go to sleep, just because I'm afraid they're going to start whispering things while I'm sleeping.
Well, there's ones on Spotify that are only like a minute long, and then you can just put it on like repeat.
Mm. I'm also just scared that I'll listen to it and be like, okay, and then when I go to sleep it changes somehow because robots.
Okay.
So anyways, we're talking about carbon footprint.
Yes. Making it bigger. No, I'm just kidding. Making it smaller.
Whoa. Yeah.
And how much waste can I produce?
Today Maggie is going to put the team on her back because I don't know much.
Oh.
And just kind of do what she says to do.
Surprise. That is true, actually.
She said, stop using pads, put it a cup in your veg. All right. I'll learn how to do it. Hey, you should eat meat less. All right. I'm on board.
So
and honestly, like, I've
Peer
just
pressure
been like.
It's like the most effective tool for Tavinia.
Apparently. Well, you have to have just really good, like, you got to sell it to me. Got to have a really good pitch. I'm not going to just go along with anything. And so, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, this one we actually do have a little list, so let me pull it up. Let's get I feel like the number one thing that people always ask me about, and I think they ask me about it just because I'm so open about it and like, I'll talk to anybody about anything, I don't give a fuck, is menstrual cups. Menstrual cups, I feel like, are really intimidating. So maybe, should we do this like kind of like Q&A style a little bit? Like, what were, because I was never like freaked out by the concept of menstrual cups. I never struggled with mine. I never like had like a mental barrier to overcome around it. So I don't even know, like, from your perspective, because you were very wary and maybe still are a little bit wary.
Yeah.
What were your some of your initial concerns?
Sticking something up there. Well, I think I might still be different from others because I'd never used tampons. Mm. So I wasn't used to sticking something up there, and that freaked me out a lot. And then the idea of, like, something that's, well, it sounds great that it's something that will mold to your body over time. It also freaks me out of, like, molding to, like, what's it doing in there? Like, it's not, yeah. And so, and then the fact that it's a cup, like, I'm literally thinking about a cup. Like, my initial thought was, like, a Red Solo cup, just collecting pools of blood, and or of course the fear of like overflow, which is so silly now that I've done it before, and then being that intimate with myself, because like that's, you gotta get up in there, yeah. Like, and you gotta make sure your hands are kind of wet, and like it's just very, very intimate with yourself, which if you haven't been before, it takes some time. I personally, if you're not used to like tampons or anything like that, I would recommend that if you're gonna switch to menstrual cups, you should do it on a weekend when you're not, like, for example, at work. I was at work and tried to take the put the cup in and was in there for a very long time.
Panic but they texting became me.
They came became very concerned of like what's happening, and I'm just like, yeah. So yeah, that was probably my biggest things. I don't even use, I mean, I still use the cup, but I don't use it as often anymore because I switched to the birth control on my arm, so I don't have my period that often. And when I have it, it's literally like nothing comes out, only when I wipe. So it just seems very, I don't even use pads, so I don't have anything.
Yeah, right, that's actually kind of how I am too, because I have an IUD for birth control and I haven't had a period in well over 2 years. So I guess maybe I'm not the most up-to-date expert on this topic anymore, but I started using menstrual cups in 2013. I specifically bought it to study abroad, which is why I know the date so well. Okay, so let's start from the top. Well, I'm going to start from the top for what makes sense in my brain.
For the menstrual cups too?
Yes. Okay. Because I feel like I need to address these concerns, because we don't want to just like put these bugs in people's ears and then be like, all right, and the next thing, let's talk about buses. So yes, you do have to be like fairly intimate with yourself, which I know that I've talked a lot about the fact that I've always, like, up until the last couple of years, I like hated my body and was really at war with myself. And that's still true, but I was always very comfortable with my body, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't like it, but I've always been comfortable, like, touching myself and like exploring and like whatever. So I think making the leap to a menstrual cup was not like a big deal for me, but I can certainly see how it would be for some people if that's like not your thing, which is fine. So you do have to be comfortable with that. As far as like, so when you look at a menstrual cup, I feel like they do look a little scary and a little big. And there are lots of different kinds. So like some of them are bigger than others. Some of them are more flexible than others. Some of them have longer stems. Some of them have a loop at the bottom. For the most part, they're all made with like medical grade silicone and have some type of either like a little stem or something at the bottom of it that you can like reach in and grasp a little bit. So really the aim that you're trying to get it to like suction to your vaginal walls is what they mean when they say that it's like molding to you. What?
Just I'm immature. I was thinking about like
ew, God.
Which sometimes it makes noises.
Yeah.
When it goes on.
Yeah. So take some videos and sell it on the internet, probably. For, like, lots of money. Yeah.
People where'd the camera go? You'd have to like oh my gosh, that'd be a four-hand job.
Nah, man, two hands to GoPro hold and open. Set it on the floor. Squat down over it. I'm telling you, man, there's got to be somebody out there who would pay hundreds for that.
I think it's a four-hand job still. But you continue, girl.
Okay. Yeah, so there's that. I think the number one question, well, okay, so aside from like just the aspects of getting it in there and being comfortable with your body and all that, the two most common questions I get, three most common questions, are one, no, I have such a heavy flow, it's definitely going to overflow. Girl, let me tell you. Or possibly not, girl. I don't want to be discriminatory. People with periods. You do not have nearly as heavy a flow as you think you do. You think you have a heavy flow because even like, I don't want to lie and get the numbers wrong, but I don't also want to Google it. So, I want to say that the average tampon, like even a super tampon, only holds like 10 milliliters of liquid, which I have no concept of how much that actually is, but holds about 10 milliliters. A regular size tampon probably holds about 5 milliliters, which in the grand scheme of things is not that much, because a menstrual cup can hold up to like some of the bigger ones. I might be fucking lying. Hold 30 milliliters. Let me Google this, because that if I'm like just spitting out outrageous numbers, that would be embarrassing. Diva cup capacity. Okay, yes. A Diva cup holds 1 full ounce or 30 milliliters, which is actually a lot. Like, I was one of those people too who was always like, I have a heavy flow, I can't use that. Because I thought that, you know, like, oh, I'm burning through super tampons like once every 3 hours. There's no way. But I could still make it. I usually empty mine, or did empty mine, twice a day, once in the morning when I woke up and once at night before I went to bed. So there's that. You're not, I can promise you, unless you, and if you do overflow your Diva cup in a couple of hours, you probably need to like seek medical help, because that is like an unnaturally heavy flow. So there's, oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yep. I do know one thing. The only times I overflowed, and it wasn't even really overflowed, is I didn't get a good suction.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't in there correctly. So blood was kind of sneaking past.
Yep. Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's yeah. That's most of the reason for leaks with menstrual cups, is that you didn't get the seal right.
Yeah.
So that's like number one question, is that I'm going to overflow it. Number two question is always, is it going to get stuck?
So yeah, that was my other fear.
Yeah. So, okay.
Oh, God. Sorry.
The way that the vagina works, it's not just an never-ending tunnel. Like, your vagina is only like 3 to 4 inches long, unless you're like sexually aroused, in which case it like expands. But beside the point, the average bear vagina is only, well, not literally bear vagina, is only about 3 to 4 mm-hmm. inches long. So really there's nowhere for it to go. Your cervix is going to stop it. But I used to always tell people, no, you can't get it stuck. But then I've seen stories on, like, in my Facebook groups of people who they couldn't get it out, and they even like brought in their partner to try and get it out, and they couldn't get it. I think personally that the reason that would happen is because you don't know how to properly get it out. And I guess that's a little kind of like victim blamey in this situation. But when those things suction, they suction good. Like, that bitch is not coming out unless you break the suction. And so a lot of times if you're just pulling on the bottom of it, it's not going to come out because you haven't broken the suction. So you have to like get your finger in there and like hook it over the rim, or like push in the side a little bit, or do something to like break that seal, and then you'll be able to get it out. So I don't, maybe these people really were, and then, you know, you get worked up and your muscles like tighten, and I can see how somebody would get to that point, but it should not happen generally.
Yeah, a friend I worked with, I kept talking to her about how great it was, because it was like saving money, and like it was just there, and I'm like, cool, and like it felt like I had nothing going on down there, even though I was free bleeding, and told her about it, and it got stuck in there somehow, like had to go to the doctor for them to remove it. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Which like which makes me sad, and I guess maybe I would be like traumatized by that too and wouldn't want to try again, but I feel like if that happens, it's probably because you're using the wrong cup, because seriously, not every menstrual cup is created the same. Like the Diva cup I had first, and it's like really, really stiff silicone. Like it was sometimes even hard to like, so you have to like fold it a little bit to put it in. Sometimes it was even hard to fold it because the silicone was so stiff. And then when I got another one, I switched to I think Luna cup, and that one is a lot like more flexible silicone, and some of them have there's actually like a new one on the market that it has, instead of a stem at the bottom, it's got like a little loop that you pull on, and the loop is like connected to the side, so when you pull on the loop it breaks the suction for you, which I think is
mine?
Genius. I have no idea.
Oh.
Did I send you a link? If I sent you a link, it's probably the Luna cup. What is the, did it come with a little storage bag?
Yeah, it's pink and polka dotted.
Yeah, it's Luna cup.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so there was a third point I was going to make. I don't remember what it was, though. So I'll get off my high horse about menstrual cups. You should definitely try them. If you have questions, reach out to me.
And just her, not me.
Yeah. I'm very no holds barred about like period stuff. I'm not shy about talking about it, so. Yeah, other sustainable period products, though, because feminine hygiene is really tough on the environment just in general, especially conventional pads and tampons, because it's a lot of plastic. It's a lot of single use plastic. So there's like reusable pads that you can buy on Etsy or like handmade shops or whatever. That aren't as gross as people think they are. I feel like people get grossed out by like reusable feminine hygiene products because they think that they're not hygienic, and they totally are. So you can buy reusable pads on Etsy, or there's those Thinks period panties, and like other brands are starting to come out with period panties, and people fucking love those. Like,
have you tried those?
No, because I don't get a period anymore.
Oh yeah, we should find someone who does and make them use it and then tell us about it.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued by those.
I am too. I saw a video on Instagram and the girl like loved them.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a great backup for a menstrual cup if you're worried about it and you want to be like totally sustainable.
Yeah.
So there's period panties. There's also in the same Instagram video that I just watched the other day, there's a, it's a silicone reusable tampon applicator. So that's like the main concern with tampons is the plastic applicators that, that come with them. And so it's basically the same concept of the Diva cup. So you just buy tampons that don't have applicators. And then it's this little, like, it's the two pieces that we're all familiar with. So you like take it apart, you put the tampon in the top part, and then you put the little stick in the bottom and then just use it as normal, and then you rinse it off in the sink and you're good to go, and probably boil it every once in a while just like for sanitation purposes. But I thought that was super smart. And what?
I was going to wait until you're done with this segment before you move on to the next one.
Okay.
Because I'm just going to wait.
Oh, God. I'm like terrified for where this is going. Let's see. What else is there? There were other things that they were talking about in that video, but I don't have experience with them, and I nor do I think I understood what they were. Like, one girl was using a sponge, and I was like, oh, that's cool. It's like a reusable sponge. No, it's not reusable. Like, you just, you still throw it away. So I was like, well, okay, well, then why am I... Okay. Didn't like that. Hmm. What other options were there? There's also just, like, discs that you can use. I tried to use those once and it, I could not make it work. I think now that I understand more about like my anatomy, I might be able to make it work, because you really, with the discs, those are the ones that advertise like you can even have sex with those in, because they're like so out of the way. So what it does is it like literally, what's happening? Is this you calling me back? Oh no.
No.
No. Okay, hold on. I forgot that just go away. So me and Tavinia are talking on Hangouts. Yeah, I know you're confused. Me and Tavinia are talking on Hangouts, but because I use Google Fi as my cell phone provider, it my phone just rang through my headphones and like popped up on my computer screen. I was like, hey, your phone's ringing. Because my phone.
Just now?
Yeah, because my phone is ringing.
Why is it ringing?
Oh,
because someone's calling
Somebody's
you.
Calling me.
I thought this... I don't know why this is calling you. I thought this was calling you again.
No, no, it's because because I use Google Fi, it technically like calls me through Hangouts. So like every time you call, if I'm on my computer, it always pops up on my computer first, and then my phone rings. That's funny. Why is your phone ringing?
I'm so stupid.
I don't know. I don't even know where I was at. Oh, the discs.
I don't think I'd like that. That'd freak me out.
The discs.
That you can have sex while you're...
Yeah, I think I would just be, like, really paranoid the whole time. But the reason that you can is because those discs, they literally fit up around your cervix.
Mm-mm.
That's, like, pretty far up there. Like, I'm really comfortable getting my cup in and out because it's, like, lowered down your vaginal canal. Your cervix is real far up there. Like, when I have to check my strings for my IUD, it's a journey, man.
Nah.
Okay, I think I'm done preaching about period products. What were you going to say?
And you've now been educated on how to be menstruable.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's menstruation.
No, I get it. No, I get it. No, I get it.
I thought of it and was like, oh, God. Save that. Save it. Save it. That's fucking gold.
Is it? Is it though?
Yes.
God.
Yes, it is. Admire. And then imagine it like my hand, like SpongeBob with a rainbow.
Oh my God.
You've just been trained on how to be menstruable.
All right.
I'm so proud of myself.
Well, so anyway. I would say. Arguably, maybe another like top hitter. Well, okay, actually, let's take a pause to say that the number one issue with like sustainability in our environment and like we're killing the earth is not things that individual consumers are doing. Like, yeah, could we be doing better? Absolutely. It's big corporations that don't give a fuck about their emissions and are doing nothing to clean up the atmosphere and or the ozone layer or whatever we're trying to clean up. I don't even know, honestly. But like, all these steps that individual consumers can take are great, but unfortunately, it's still not going to be enough, which is a little bleak, but like if there's like petitions or whatever, you know, like just be smart with your votes and like research that kind of stuff because it is really important. And even though we're doing better as like as a people, we're not doing better as large corporations. So I'm gonna get down off my soapbox now and move on.
I missed something.
To what?
What are we talking about?
That big, like that individual consumers' contribution to climate change really is not that significant compared to like big corporations.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, damn, that is bleak.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically just be smart with your votes, like research that kind of stuff before you vote. Vote in your local elections. Don't just vote in the big elections because that's where change starts, is like on the smaller scale, and sign petitions, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's all helpful. So there's that. That's also contributing to saving the earth, reducing your carbon footprint a little bit. What was I going to talk about next? Oh, diets. So arguably, one of the most impactful things you can do, and I know people always want to shut down as soon as you start talking about this, and I kind of still don't understand why people get so defensive about this, but cutting down your meat consumption is huge because meat production is really tough on the environment.
I have a theory.
Okay. Shoot.
So when you think about the American dream, or that's not even, I'm not going to say the dream. When you think about the American ideal, like, if a European thought of, if you ask them, what does an American person look like to you? Typically, I feel like it goes to the South, right? And like the idea of you got your guns, you got your beer, you got your burgers.
Yep.
And I feel like a lot of us have that mentality too. And so it kind of affects. Oh my God, you're so stupid. It messes with that idea of like you're taking that away from me because it, yeah. I feel like people get so up in arms as much as when you try to take away their guns. Like I feel yeah. like it, even the idea of talking about maybe like less meat or no meat is the same as like, hey, maybe less guns or no guns. It's like fuck no, rage, and like
yeah,
that's my idea.
Yeah, that's a good point, and it is a bizarre phenomenon. Like. And we talked about this in our vegan and vegetarian episode, which I guess if you're the type of person who is going to be up in arms about this, you probably didn't listen to that fucking episode. But we talked about the fact that when you tell somebody that you're, especially when you're first transitioning into being vegan or vegetarian, when you're telling people about it, and not even that you're telling them to like rub their face in it, but like, you know, you're getting ready to go out to eat with your friends and you're like, oh, actually I'm vegetarian. So like maybe a steakhouse isn't the best option. Although I refuse to do that because I don't ever want to like inconvenience people. I'll just find something that works. It's not a big deal. But the point is that when you tell people that you're going vegan or vegetarian, their first reaction is always, well, I'm still going to eat meat. Okay. Like, congrats. I'm not asking you to not eat meat. I'm telling you that I'm not eating meat. And it would be nice if you would sit here and have a conversation about it. But if that's how you started this whole interaction, probably not going to happen. But yeah, meat production is really tough on the environment. So being able to cut back your meat consumption is really important. And that doesn't have to, you don't have, we're not asking you to go straight vegetarian or vegan. Like you don't have to balls to the wall this joint. Like just do meatless Mondays, or if you eat meat literally 3 meals a day, maybe try to cut it down to like, maybe you only eat meat with lunch and dinner, or you know what, like there's lots of ways that you can cut down your meat consumption without cutting it out entirely. And I feel like that's where a lot of people get caught up on reducing your carbon footprint in general, is that people think it's like so black and white and that it has to be so extreme, and it doesn't. Like just take the small steps. That's what adds up.
Yeah.
Do you have thoughts on that?
Nope.
Okay. Are you going to have thoughts on any of this? Or is this just Maggie
and then
ranting
I just, like,
about
randomly
the environment?
Interject with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So there's that.
I literally said you're going to carry the team on your back.
That's true. Okay, I'm going down my little list here. Less plastic use. This one is tricky, and I go back and forth on it because, as I mentioned in the vegan and vegetarian episode, and as I just went on my little soapbox, individual consumers are not the problem here. And so cutting out our single-use plastic usage is actually, like, not all that impactful. But it's really good to have awareness of that. And it's never a bad idea to cut out single-use plastic. Like, if that's never a bad thing. So, like, might as well. So, you know, the most basic of stuff, like your reusable grocery bags and remembering to take them into the store. Or I recently got some, like, silicone reusable sandwich baggies. And I think those are really cool because I didn't even think about that as, like, a single-use plastic. But, like, every day when I take my lunch to work, I put, like, my sandwich or my goldfish or because I eat like a child in a reusable bag and then I throw it away at work. So, like, having silicone reusable bags makes a lot of sense. And they're dishwasher safe, so they're all in the dishwasher right now, and it's not a big deal. Or you can take your own cup to Starbucks and give it to them when you place your order. And they'll just, like, whatever size your cup is, if you bring some, like, monstrosity cup and still only order, like, a tall, they'll just put the tall amount in your cup. You know, like, they're smart. They'll figure it out.
That's hilarious.
What?
That they'll do that. They're just like, no. Nah.
Well, you ordered this tiny size, so.
Here's this little one shot in there.
You, like, walk up with that giant turquoise water bottle that you bought here.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Fill this sucker up.
Yeah. What other single use? The whole straw thing is maybe not so much about, like, I don't know how to say this without sounding like a fucking idiot. Maybe not so much about the fact that, like, you know, oh, there's all these, like, plastic straws that are filling up landfills. No, because obviously they're tiny and they're not taking up that much space. But they're, like, harming wildlife. Because we've all seen the video of the turtle getting the straw pulled out of his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, reusable straws. Whether you're, like, I have stainless steel ones. Some people don't like those because they don't like the feeling of stainless steel on their teeth. They also sell, like, little silicone caps that you can put over your stainless steel straws if you don't like that. Or they make bamboo straws that you could get. There's or just, like, straight up silicone ones or any of that kind of stuff you could get. So there's those.
Yeah, I just need to pull the trigger and do that because, like, I try to just not use a straw at all.
Yeah.
And I can't. Yeah. Because I just, like, I feel like I'm touching the lips of every other person who's put their lips on that glass. And so I should just pull the trigger and get, and it comes in, like, a, Taylor has some, they come in, like, a nice little case of their own. And, like, you can just kind of clean it out with some water in there. Cause then I thought about, like, what if you drink a soda or something, it gets fucking sticky. And she's like, well, you could just order a water and drink the water and, like, clean it out that way too. And I'm like, oh, that's really smart.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm jealous that hers have a carrying case because mine didn't come with a carrying case. And so I literally just keep one in my my wallet is big enough that it fits in there, which is fine. But then it's just, like, loose in my wallet with all my money and my cards and stuff that, like, I touch and then I, like, put them in card machine. You know, like, it's probably real gross. So I need to get a little case or something.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else can you reduce? Bamboo toothbrushes. I used bamboo toothbrushes for a while. And then my dentist was like, yo, bitch. You get in cavities and you need to start using an electric toothbrush. And I was like, fuck. Okay. But in the long run, even, like, an electric toothbrush is more sustainable than your traditional, like, manual plastic toothbrush because you're only producing waste from the little head that you replace. So I guess on the bright side, there's probably a, like, sustainable version of an electric toothbrush, but I'm poor, so I didn't look that hard.
Yeah, my dentist told me I have to get one. And also, because I hate... She... God, I'm going to miss her. She's leaving, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to just stop going to the dentist. She is a tricksy bastard, man. So, we met up, we talked, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I see that this popped back up in your gums. Like, what's happening? I was like... She's like, did something change in the routine? And I was like, yes. She's like, what is that? And I was like, I stopped flossing again. And she was like, well, why did you, like, okay, why did you do that? And I was like, because I hate it. She said, okay, no, I understand. I totally understand. So you know what? If you don't want to floss anymore, buy a water pick.
Yep.
Do one of them. And was just like, I was like, oh, no. Both sound, like, she's like, either way, they're still going to add extra time into your entire routine. And one's more expensive. But, is that sustainable?
It's sustainable. That's what I was going to say.
Ah, look at me.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. I'm supposed to get both. Can't afford both. Thankfully, my parents, who are just fucking burning money, my dad went on like a fucking limb and bought two of them, like one for both of them, and he hated his and she hates hers too, and so my mom's just mailing me hers. I'm like, oh god bless.
The concept of a water pick like kind of freaks me out.
I love it. I like the idea. That's my favorite part of going to Dins, is when they shoot the water in there and then you get to
but that thing is like really shooting like a very concentrated tiny stream of water, because it's like essentially doing the same thing as flossing,
right? But you can also change the speeds of it.
Oh, God. I just feel like I would, like, sandblast my gums off.
I'm very excited. It's like my each tooth is going down a water slide.
Wee.
Wee. Get a little wedgy. The wedgy. When you pick it up, that's
God.
The bag.
Oh, my God. It's a, get it? It's a water pick?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice one. Friends supporting friends, except I didn't support your shitty pun earlier.
Wow, now it's shitty?
And I don't regret it. Did you think I thought it was good?
You. I thought you were just going to stay quiet about it and not call it shitty.
Oh.
Fuck you.
I stand by it. I will die on this hill.
I'm going to go get a water now.
A water pick.
Okay, goodbye. You literally could have kept going. I'm contributing nothing to this.
Oh, that's true. Nope, too late. Reducing plastic usage. What else? There's lots of stuff that I haven't like quite gotten into yet that like I would like to, and for some reason I just haven't taken the leap yet. So even things like makeup wipes and like cotton pads and all that kind of stuff, you can buy sustainable versions of those that you just like throw in the wash. So like for makeup wipes, you could buy bottles of micellar water and just have like little reusable cotton pads in a jar or whatever and like soak them in micellar water, and boom, you have makeup wipes that are reusable and you just throw them in the washer and you're good. Same with cotton pads. Like they make little reusable cotton pads that you just throw in the washer. Okay, let me just keep saying the same shit over and over. Yeah, so stuff like that that you kind of like don't even think about it as being single use because it's just such an integrated like part of our daily life. But almost everything has like a sustainable counterpart, even like floss. Like we were just talking about floss. You can buy silk floss that's biodegradable and then buy a glass floss container to keep it in that would be sustainable. It's like shit like that that you don't even think about the fact that you're that it's a single use plastic, but it is. The last one is razors, and this one I haven't switched to yet. So the worst of the worst is just straight up disposable razors that you buy like in multi-packs and you throw away the whole damn razor when it's time to get a new one. Those are like the absolute worst. Then like a step above those, like still not sustainable but more sustainable, are the ones that almost I would assume almost everyone uses, or I used to use these or still do use these, where you like keep the handle and you just buy replacement heads. Those are like a better option. But the best option is, and I'm like trying to hype myself up to do it, but they scare the shit out of me, is the like single blade razors. They have an official name that I can't think of right now. But the ones where like you literally buy packs of like razors from the hardware store. You know what I mean? Like the like a utility razor. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Couldn't you just Nair? Isn't that the kind that cuts the whole thing out?
Yeah, Nair doesn't work for me, though. Like, I have, like, little patches, and, like, it's not that smooth, and
oh.
I don't know. And if I leave it on too long, then it starts to burn my skin, so, like, I can't win.
Yeah, you can't leave it on longer than 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm thinking of switching to, like, the single-blade razors, but they're fucking terrifying, and I've watched so many videos of them. And, like, people really love them. It just scares the shit out of me. Because, like, even, like, if I ever have to open a pack of those little, like, safety razors, that's what they're called. If I have to open a pack of safety razors, I get really nervous, like, even just holding it in my hand. I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to cut me. So there's that.
Hmm.
Would you ever try one of those?
No, I just never. I don't even use any razors.
Oh.
I'm afraid to use them with the blood thinners.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We talked about that. Yeah, so those would be extra terrifying.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so cut down your single-use plastic stuff. Thanks. And then the last thing on our list is public transportation. This is another big one, I feel like, especially for Americans, because we really love our cars and we really love our gas guzzler cars. And I have no room to talk because I drive a truck and I'm getting ready to buy a new car and it's going to be an SUV that's also going to be a gas guzzler. But anything you can do to not drive your vehicle as often. And it's tough because the American public transportation system realistically is not that good. Like it's decent in big cities like New York or Chicago with the L, or, you know, I actually don't even know any other cities that have that strong of an infrastructure for public transportation, but most cities have like city buses and stuff like that. Like here in Denver, we have a pretty decent light rail system and a really good bus system.
And San Francisco.
Do they have like light rails and stuff?
Mm-hmm. They have the trolleys and
Oh God, those are so cute. Yeah, so the more public transportation you can use, the better. Even if it's just, you know, like take the train to the airport instead of driving your car and parking it, because like realistically, you're probably not saving. Like, I feel like a lot of people do that because they think that they're saving time. But by the time you, especially at an airport like DIA, you get there and you have to park your car like 4 miles away in a parking lot. And then you get on a bus to get to the airport. And it still takes just as long as it would to just straight up take the train in the first place.
So are we doing a disservice by using Uber and Lyft?
No, that's more sustainable too, because there's at least more than one person in the car. Because then, like, it's one less car that would be on the road. Because if you didn't take an Uber, you'd get in your car and drive. And then you and the Uber driver would both be on the streets. Mm. Driving around.
In culture.
Yeah. Yeah, so Lyft and Uber is actually a pretty good option for that kind of stuff. Or, did you guys have the e-scooters yet in Colombia? Have we talked about this?
Yeah, they just popped up out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah. So the e-scooters are like becoming a huge thing. So Colorado is it like generally pretty good about being able to bike to work and like bike friendly cities. But the things that have started popping up lately are the e-scooters, which are like the electric scooters that you don't have to. We're not talking like the old school, like kick razor scooters. And so like you have the app and you pay to unlock it and you pay per minute and like whatever. I fucking love them. I was terrified of them for the longest time because I've seen so many accidents of like people getting hit on them and just like they're pretty unsafe actually. But I finally got on one when I had Bandit because it was like I needed to come home at lunch to let Bandit out, but I couldn't take that much time to like walk here and then like take him out for a walk and then walk back to work. Like I was taking up so much time in my day. So I started scootering home every day and it was awesome. They're so much fun. They're so fun. And they're actually like pretty good for the environment.
I have yet to use them.
They're really fun. Actually, we should do it when you're here. Mm-hmm. But Denver just passed a lot of new laws about, because the thing with the e-scooters is that they're a moving vehicle. They're a self-propelled moving vehicle. So technically they're supposed to be in the streets, but people were riding them on the sidewalks because it's scary to be in the street on a scooter. Mm-hmm. And there kind of like weren't any laws about it anywhere. And so then Denver, the city of Denver passed laws that you have to be in the street. Well, the laws previously were that if the speed limit was over 30 miles per hour in the street, you could ride the scooter on the sidewalk, but if the speed limit was under 30 miles per hour, you had to be in the street. But now they've switched it to no matter what the speed limit is, you have to be in the street. And I just have this vision of somebody like down like I-70.
Go in the bike lane.
Yeah, so you can be in the bike lane, but like where I live, I'm practically in downtown and there aren't bike lanes like on the streets around my apartment, which is why I used to cycle to work and I stopped cycling to work because there's no bike lanes and it's fucking terrifying because people do not move over for you. Yeah, so I think that if I was going to like actually commute on a scooter, I'd probably be nerdy enough that I would take my helmet and wear my helmet in the street, because I'm not trying to die on a fucking scooter. What a lame death.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to the guy who got killed on the scooter.
Who?
There was a guy here in Denver. God. Yeah. Because they get hit by cars. There was a story, though, I saw on Twitter that a guy on Saturday night was riding a scooter drunk and crashed. Not only did he crash into a car, He crashed into a cop car.
Perfect.
Yep, and got a DUI.
Amazing.
Straight up DUI.
Because he's still driving.
Yep, exactly. You can get a DUI on a bike.
Did you know you can get a DUI if you pass out in your car and the keys are in the ignition?
Yep.
Because that shows intent to drive.
Yep.
Blew my mind when I learned that.
Yeah. Which is why, was that you or who told me that, that like if you get, this is like such a shitty thing to say, and I, for the record, I do not support this, but if you were drinking and driving, that you should keep a little bottle of alcohol in your car, and if you get pulled over and you know that you're going to get a DUI, roll the window down, throw the keys as far as you can, and then as the officer is walking up to your car, take a swig from the bottle of alcohol. Or something.
That was definitely not me, because okay. Why would you do that?
Right. So it's because of the keys and the ignition thing. So
well, I get that part, but why are you swigging the alcohol?
Because then they can't prove that you were drunk before he, like, they can't properly breathalyze you because you just took a drink. And so like it would skew the breathalyzer results and they wouldn't be able to prove that you had been drinking prior to that swig, which I think they probably still could, because your BAC would be
much high,
but
yeah,
that is very flawed logic. Like, literally do not do that. But yeah. that's the general theory behind the concept of throwing your keys out the window, is that yeah, you get busted if the keys are in the ignition. I don't know that I really have much else to soapbox about. I mean, like, I probably could, but I feel like people are feeling like this is a little bit preachy.
I mean, I've done literally nothing. So.
Do you, like, think about sustainability in your daily life or not really?
I mostly just think about that the world's fucked and we fucked it up. And that's why things are terrible. Not all the things are contributed to that, but a good majority, and this is why we deserve to die.
Do you think we're gonna get it cleaned up in time before like we just kill it altogether?
Nope.
I don't either.
I don't think we care enough.
Nope.
Like, I think a lot of people say they do, but they don't.
Yeah. I feel like humans are a bizarre species in the fact that we very much have to see something to believe it.
Yep.
And so I think that as a general humanity, we are not going to believe that we're killing the earth until it's like literally disintegrating and we're in the midst of like
Mad Max.
Yeah exactly. So
what was the hardest part for you to get real with?
Get your boots ready for when the earth dies. I feel like that's always the hardest part for me to get real with, is that all these things that I just got on my soapbox and like preached about, realistically, like, I'm helping, yes, but not really that much. Like, the earth is still probably gonna fucking die soon, so that's good. What was the hardest part for you to get real with?
Yeah, that's not my hardest part, because I live a very pessimistic lifestyle. So, maybe how little I know. Or a little, I'm just going to be honest, how little I want to know about like sustainability and stuff like that.
About sustainability or about the earth dying?
Sustainability.
Oh. Well, okay. So it's trying to give you like a positive out there. But
nope. I'm shit. I'm a part of the shit, but like at least I'm admitting it. I feel like, I mean, it doesn't help change anything just to admit something, but I have no... I mean, yeah, I'll try to do the little things that I can. Like, I've reduced the amount of meat I eat. I switched to a cup, even though now I don't really use anything. I didn't realize it was sustainable until now, but that would be my realization for this time about me using Nair and not using any razors. Mine was more of a fear factor versus being on top of it. And the water pick.
Still counts.
Still counts, yeah. And then the water pick whenever I get that. So I'm just not flossing until I get it. You'd be so disappointed in me.
Yep.
But yeah.
Okay. What realizations did you have? Is that what comes next?
Said mine. Yep.
Did we just do that? Mine. Did I do mine?
You did not do yours.
Oh. Realizations. At the risk of, like, making the sound like a slam on Tavinia, it's not, like hearing somebody say, like, I kind of don't care about sustainability, is just sort of like, oh, yeah, I mean, I guess there are people who, and I understand why. Like, I'm not vilifying anybody that says that because, one, I literally just said that the individual consumer, like, doesn't really have that big of an impact unless large corporations are going to clean their shit up. So, one, it's a little bit of knowing that, like, no matter what you do, it's still not going to be enough. And I see it from that perspective. But also there's people who just, like, this just doesn't interest you. And, like, it's not your thing. And that's fine.
I mean, it's not. But I think it kind of, I don't know. And I don't care if you don't. I mean, like, I don't care if you say it like that because I don't. So, I feel like it kind of goes back to that conversation we had. I don't remember what fucking episode it was. But about everyone chooses their mountain of, like, what they are very passionate about and want to fight about. And, like, you can't. You can try. And there's some things that people care about. So I think we talked about this in PC, in political correctness. Like, there's some things that some people are just so passionate about fighting for and wanting to be, you know, great. And not everyone is, that's not their same mountain.
Yeah, that's true. I think about when I was fostering Bandit, I was out on a walk with him and I called my mom and I was just chatting to my mom as we walked around the neighborhood. And she, of course, was asking about Bandit. And so we talked about him for a while. And then I asked about, you know, we were just chatting and I asked about my grandmother who is in an assisted living facility because she has dementia and, like, it's not, you know, she's going downhill. It's not going well. And so, like, so talking about people's mountains, the thing with that is that you can't compare people's mountains. Like, let's not compare apples to oranges because some of us are passionate about sustainability and some of us are passionate about, I can't even think of anything else right now, but something else. So my mom, as we're talking about Bandit and then my grandmother who's in assisted living, and my mom was talking about how it's really sad when they go to visit her because there are all these people who don't ever have visitors and, like, you never see anybody coming to visit them and how sad that is. And then we started talking about, like, the mistreatment of the elderly in assisted living facilities and all that kind of stuff. And my mom was like, at first I was confused where this was even going. And she was like, you know, like, I just think about it and I think what you're doing with Bandit is really great. And, like, it's great that people are passionate about that. But, you know, we treat animals like that, but then, you know, we treat animals really well, but then we turn around and the elderly people in assisted living facilities are being treated horribly. And I'm like, Mom, that's a little kind of like apples to oranges kind of stuff. Cause it's the same thing where I'm extremely passionate about, I don't even want to say animals because I don't really care for cats that much. I'm going to be honest. But I'm very passionate about, like, dogs and shelter dogs and foster dogs, you know, like shelter animals and all that kind of stuff. I'm very passionate about that. And not that I'm not passionate about gerontology or, like, elderly people who are in assisted living facilities. I think that's fantastic. It's just not my mountain. That's Madison Metzinger's mountain.
Should we start adopting old people and taking them home with us?
Maybe, like, foster an old person.
Yeah.
I think that's what she wanted. Yeah. I just thought that was a bizarre comparison, but holy shit, I don't even know how I got here from whatever my realization was.
You already said your realization.
I know, but I don't know how I got around to this from that.
Oh, I was just saying thing about mountains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
About different mountains. Which, realistically, when I think about it too, though, my mountain's different, but my mountain doesn't even fucking matter if there's no earth.
That's true. Your mountain's gonna be long gone when the earth dies.
Yeah, but oh well.
Yep, we're all just doing our best, okay?
Honestly, though, it kind of helps with some of my other mountains. Of as a human race, we kind of fucking suck, and we need to start over. So
yeah, that's true.
Get rid of the people on the earth.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Although I feel like, do you ever like feel some like dissonance with that about how badly you want children?
What do you mean?
Like, that's a large part of why I don't want kids is because we're killing the earth, and I don't want to bring a child into this world that's going to have to live through the destruction that we've all caused.
Yeah, sometimes I think about the fact of, like, that's not fair to the kid. But I think I want a child for selfish reasons.
Okay.
In the fact that I want a fucking child.
Okay. This was not supposed to be the, like, Maggie makes Tavinia feel bad episode.
I don't. I'm just being honest. Maybe it's just that everyone realizes Tavinia is a bag of shit. But I don't care.
Tavinia's mountain is actually made of poop.
Yeah. I just want to cultivate a life and, like, watch it grow and teach it all the things so that it can survive when the Earth gets nuked.
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides of that coin for sure, because there's that argument of, I don't want to bring a child into this world. One, because I think the Earth is probably going to be dead soon. Two, I don't want to bring a child into, like, just the turmoil that we have going on right now. But at the same time, the turmoil is caused by our damn selves, against ourselves. So how is that ever going to get better if we're not, like, raising humans to be kind and compassionate? And so, yeah, I see both sides of that.
Yeah, I think I can make a good one versus an asshole.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Ideally, that's the plan. What brought you joy?
I finally got my shit together and organized my office. So that's where I'm recording from right now. I put things away. I got a desk. I got that a while ago, though. It's super cute. It's like I found it at a secondhand store. It's kind of raggedy. Like, it's not, like, it's stable, but, like, it's kind of, it's a very worn, and, like, it's oldly painted, and it's, like, this interesting blue color. And I was gonna, like, sand it down, repaint, or some shit like that, but then I was like, I really like the character about it, so I left it like it is.
Cute.
Yeah, and so I moved some fucking boxes out of the way in here, too, and there's more things I want to get at some point, but it's coming along. I think I'm just never going to ever get to use my boom arm again, because I don't know what the fuck to put it anymore. So it doesn't, it, like, the lip of the desk is not long enough to clip onto it, so I gave up, and I'm just holding the microphone again.
You could, like, rig it up and get, like, a piece of plywood or something from a, like, a, just a real tiny piece and use... Mm-hmm. I can feel that you're not interested in this already.
No, I just swiveled because I tried that and it's on the floor right now.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, like, you can't attach it with, like, command strips or something, like, attach the piece of plywood to the desk.
I have this wooden, like, rectangle thing that someone made me back in college that I didn't ever use what its purpose was for, and so it's just like an out, like, it's a, he took four pieces of wood and, like, nailed it together to make it a rectangle.
Yeah.
And I attached it to that and was like, cool, now I can move it anywhere. But it's so, the boom arm's so much heavier.
Yeah.
The other side, it just kind of toppled over.
Yeah.
So I would just need to get more books and put it on it. But then that seemed like way too much fucking work. So I was like, I'm just going to hold it.
Okay. You could use, do you still have your original, the mic stand that came with our old mics?
Yes, but where's the box? That's the question.
Okay, fair. Well... I did my best.
But yeah, so that's pretty cool. I'll use that on the next one. That's it.
Okay. Wait, we don't talk about what brought us joy in the next one, right?
So this weekend I'm going to Kansas again, and it's my little bub's second birthday. Tomorrow is actually his actual birthday, and then surprisingly enough, 2 days later it's my dad's birthday. But I'm way more excited about Henry's.
Yeah.
And so yeah, they're having a little birthday party for him, and going back to Kansas. It's also the leadership garage sale, so I'm gonna go peruse that shit and see what I can take.
Hell yeah.
If I was there, if I was smart, I would have just left, like, tonight, or because they're letting alums get first dibs tomorrow, and I'm like, fuck! Yeah. I'm almost considering, like, having Pam just go through and FaceTime me like, okay, now show me everything, because I need it. And that's in the morning, so hopefully Taylor lets me leave to go do that before I have to come back, but we'll see.
Did you ever
fucking means that it's...
What's bluegrass? That? I was just gonna ask. Did you ever go to bluegrass while we were in school?
Yeah, I went 1 year.
I never went. I was in that town for 6 fucking years and never went to bluegrass.
Yeah, I didn't camp out there or anything like that. I feel like it would have been a different experience if I camped out there.
Yeah,
I mean, it was still pretty cool. That's when I first saw
Socks in the
Frying Pan. Yep.
Why do I know that? I don't even listen to that band.
I don't know. Maybe I told you. And that's when I first saw them. I was like, ah, oh my God. And like, think they're amazing. That's how I started following them on Facebook and stuff. But yeah.
Cute.
So that part's going to be annoying because there's going to be so much fucking traffic, which LOL, traffic in Winfield is a joke, but also yeah. Still annoying.
It is really annoying.
I hate all the extra, like, I go there knowing there won't be many people.
Yeah, like, that's the whole appeal of that place. Like,
yeah.
I run this bitch.
And then there's going to be 10 million of them, so.
Yeah. And that tie-dye. All smell.
Yep. God. When I was there 2 weekends, so they actually get there, like, yeah. Over, like, a month and a half sooner than it starts. Well, there's some events that start that soon, but, like, the big, big weekend or whatever of it. And so, when I was there before, Taylor was kind of telling me, like, how, oh, God, like, some of them are here already and blah, blah, blah. It's so annoying. And then she asked me to go to Walmart to get something. And I go in there, and it just smells like straight BO. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my fuck. And then I look around. There's nothing but fucking tie-dye. I'm like, let's get the hell out of here.
Yep. Yep. I do what not you, miss Bluegrass Weekend. What brought me joy? I did fucking nothing this weekend. And it was glorious. That is my favorite thing to do. I would, like, go to bed whatever time I wanted, wake up at, like, you know, like, 8, look at my phone, then go back to sleep for, like, another couple of hours. Oh, it was fucking great. And I'm excited because Peyton's coming to see me. She's coming tomorrow. So the countdown is on for that. And I don't have any, like... So basically, my week was not all that exciting since the last time we recorded. Let me check my playlist. I don't think I have any songs. I literally don't think I've found any. No, the like most recent song on my playlist is the one that I talked about in the last episode. Although I have been really enjoying, this is not a new song, but the Hot Girl Summer playlist on Spotify, there's a song on there literally called Hot Girl Summer by Megan Thee Stallion, Ty Dolla Sign, and Nicki Minaj.
And it's I just, don't like it.
It's really catchy. Oh, I love it. I think it's
it
so
came
fun.
On my Discover Weekly.
I love that
and
one.
I was like, I'm not crazy about this.
I don't like it. I like it a lot. Ooh, wait. No, I do know what brought me joy. Today, my outfit for Lizzo came in the mail. Oh, it's so cute.
Nice.
I'm really excited.
I need to get mine at some point.
Have you ever shopped on Fashion Nova?
Yes.
I just heard people talking about it and, like, for some reason never got on it. And then got on it and was like, what the this is what I've been missing?
It pops up a lot in Curvy.
Oh, yeah.
That group.
Yeah. So that's where it's from. So it was real slutty.
For shows, I've started watching Mad Men. I like to wait until a show goes off forever and then start it. One, because I like to not give, like, when people, for some reason, when it comes to shows and movies and people tell me, like, oh my God, you gotta watch this, you gotta do this. I'm like, no, you don't tell me what to do. It's like my one defiant thing. And then I wait until it's settled down and then I go discover it and, like, ah, look at this. Have you heard about, kind of like Maggie does. And so I started Mad Men because I can just blow through all of it. And that is the most infuriating but amazing show ever. Everything is so ass backwards, but it's so damn good. Like, hello?
Hello?
Oh. so good. And it's set in the 50s, 60s. If you haven't heard of it, I don't know what's going on with you. But 50s, 60s, it's about an advertising group, mostly the men, obviously Mad Men, in New York on Madison Avenue. And so that's why they call it Mad Men from Madison Avenue. Sure. Men, whatever. And yeah, it's been crazy. I like I've said many, many times before, I tend to adapt the personality of characters in shows I watch. So been smoking like crazy.
So who are we this week?
And drinking.
You're a white man from the 50s.
Pretty much.
Oh,
and
good.
I kind of like, before I go to sleep, I start thinking out ideas out loud like I'm selling a pitch. So, it's going really well.
Oh, God.
Thank God I finished Atlanta because the N-word was spewing nonstop. Which I think the next season doesn't come out until 2020.
Good. It gives me time to catch up.
I don't know why I thought there was many more seasons of Atlanta, but there's really not. There's only three.
Oh, I thought there was like five. Oops.
Surprise. Two or three, and each episode's pretty short, so blew through them. But yeah. It's funny, I finally watched that when the episode came on of, it's at the beginning of, no, it's at the end of Drake's song, Nice for What? Mm-hmm. When she's like, I need to get a picture of Instagram, or for Drake, because my Instagram's weak as fuck. When the episode came on, I was like, you? It's you? I thought, I completely imagined different people with those voices, but,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know who I expect, but interesting. I didn't know that was from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, sorry that I just talked for an hour straight, but also not really that sorry.
Okay, bye.